Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. Hey, it's great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. It's where you can find us. Little e-news goes out every few weeks, and we'd love to keep you up to date with what's happening in and around the region. And perhaps you'd like to connect with somebody that we've had on the program recently. But I tell you what, this week, though, you're going to love my special guest. I've got church planter Sam Broadfoot with us.
G'day.
It's great to have you on the program, Sam.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. And so recently planted a new church in Wallsend. It's called The Foundry.
That's us, yeah.
The Foundry Church, yeah. Or just The Foundry, Foundry Church.
Yeah, either way, whatever works.
I think, whatever works.
I think in Australia, it's just going to get shorter and shorter. We need to, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see how we go.
We're always looking to abbreviate something, aren't we?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You call it The Foundry Church. We'll just, it's The Foundry.
It'll work. I know what we mean.
It's amazing, actually. And meeting at, is it the Pettigrews?
Yeah, so Pettigrews there in Wallsend, just off Nelson Street, the main street near Federal Park, which has been a wonderful site, and they've been great to us, I think, helping us.
Very
get
good.
The door.
Meeting in a funeral home.
Funeral home, yeah. A place where
the resurrection of Christ is proclaimed.
That's right. We all need his life, so what better place to do it? That's good.
And so we'll just rewind how all this come about, Sam, because it's a really fascinating story, actually. Mm-hmm. So you've been on team with Arthur and Annabelle Copeman at a new...
That's right, yeah.
...Anglican church in New Lambton.
Yeah.
And so you've been there for a long time. And I remember when Arthur came to the region, Arthur and Annabelle, with a vision to plant new churches old buildings and so on. And they've been faithful in that conviction they've carried.
Yeah.
And so, and releasing you into that sphere. How, for you, did it become a thing of, this is what we want to do?
Yeah. Oh, it's, there are so many threads to these kinds of stories, aren't there?
Yeah.
So the key ones for us are really just going back to seeing what Arthur and Annabelle were doing in 2011. That's when I first kind of saw them start a new church. And I don't think I'd seen a church planted. That's a bit of a, how does that even happen? But they just started with a few people praying, opening the Bible, singing praises to Jesus, and just kind of grew it faithfully, kind of day by day, week by week, year by year. So seeing that early on, I went, hey, this is great. Like, we all need to hear about Christ, and this is a great way to do it. So then from there, I think I've joined the team in 2019.
Yep.
So I've been there a number of years now. And seeing them just really keep doing what they're doing, just continue to invite people to hear about the Lord Jesus, find different ways of reaching out and in loving them well in the community as they teach the word. And so it's just that normal Christian thing, isn't it?
So that for you stimulated these bigger thoughts of, oh, gee, I've watched that. I've been involved in that. Maybe we could do that. This seems to work. People come to the Lord.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's it. It's not a, there's nothing magical or silver bullet. It's just that normal thing as Christians. We want to see more people come to know him. And so seeing that growth through Arthur and Annabelle's faithfulness there and thinking, how do we just keep this going in another place, another context?
Amazing.
So it's good.
Amazing. I mean, some of our listeners, you know, we talked about the church plant, may not even be familiar with that sort of language. Well, it may be another way is establishing a new church is what it is. I mean, it's I kind of love the whole thought of the whole pioneering thing and the establishing, because we look around the city or the region, wherever you're at, you see all these old church buildings, you think, way back then, there were pioneers.
Mm-hmm.
They had a vision to establish something that would represent the Lord, that would foster faith in the community. And so it was all this pioneering back then, but it's still happening.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't stopped. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And I think there's a range of planters too. I think over the last little while, as I've been looking at planting and meeting different people, there'll be some of those pioneers who just seem crazy. They can go and do a crazy big new thing, and that's wonderful. Praise the Lord for them. And there are others who are quite measured and just going, what's the next little step? But God will use planters of different kinds.
Yeah.
Just to keep doing his work.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of the church. There's a diverse mix of anyone and everyone.
Mm.
And there's probably not a right and a wrong way. There would be a right way for you and a right way for me.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, everyone doesn't have to conform to one thing.
That's right.
So are you the measured one?
Yeah, look, I think I am. And this is the joy we've got. The team that we're planting with,
amazing team.
I'm slow and steady. And then right. I've got some people who are just like the crazy ones who are fantastic. And so God's kind of done his work of assembling, again, a body of different parts, and we'll have a lot of fun together.
I mean, I love how Arthur and the team that you've been on since 2019 have just been so generous and big-hearted, big-spirited in releasing a team. Because, you know, you mentioned a team. I mean, I know some of the people you've got in the team. They're weapons.
Yeah, great.
You know what I mean? And so to start with a core team. But it's not just that. You've got him. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I was in his church a few months ago, whenever it was, and he was encouraging about a third of the church to go be part of this church plant.
Yeah, yeah, which is huge. And I think this is this is carrying your cross at a leadership level, isn't it? So we don't exist for our own glory and purpose. We exist for Christ and his purposes.
Yeah.
And I think I'm delighted to see my boss, Arthur, saying, hey, we've got to establish more churches. We want to see churches planted in the region. That's going to cost. And he's put his money where his mouth is, in a sense, and said, let's launch something that'll land well and hopefully be strong enough to continue. So encouraging about a third of the adults of church to go, let's take a big step for the gospel and let's go. And so I'm over the moon. I think to see that the DNA of the gospel come through it at every level is just a delight.
Yeah, and for it to be seeded and planted in that spirit of generosity, you know, it's like it says a lot about Arthur and Anu and the leadership there that have been prepared to release and give, because they'll take some, you know, they're, in some sense, it's like when you release and let go, there can be a sense of, oh, I'm losing. And there is a sense of loss. You know, I mean, yourself and some of the other key team and people, and I'm sure giving and all that sort of stuff. But it's for something else.
Yeah, that's right. And there's blessing in giving as well, isn't there?
Absolutely.
And that's one of the great things that we rejoice as we've gone to plant a new church in a new place, hearing how things gone back at the sending church.
Yeah.
And for them, it's been a delight too, because they've sought to do things a bit differently. It's a chance for them to think, hey, we don't just have to keep doing the way we've been doing it.
Yep.
How do we think again? What are we trying to do? And so getting more people involved, needs open up so other people go, hey, you know what, I could help out here. So we're praying for two churches that'll both flourish out of this.
Yep, absolutely.
And I think you need that DNA of generosity has really been praise
beautiful
for that.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works, my special guest. Is the senior pastor of the Foundry Church, a new church being planted in Wallsend, Sam Broadfoot. It's great, Sam. I mean, recently I had Beth Gleason from Hope You See. They're planting the church out West Lakes there. And New Vine at Maryland are planting the church out at West Wallsend. So, you know, we love the whole thought that the Lord's placing these visions and dreams within the hearts of men, faithful men and women that are going to take courageous steps. Is there a, what when you think about the future, because there's a sense of unknown.
Oh, yeah.
When you think about the future, what sort of thoughts and emotions come up for you?
Yeah, most of them. Most of the emotions, yeah. I think there's it's great excitement, isn't there, in something new, it's fresh. It's a chance to think again about what are we trying to do? Let's have a crack. There's a great joy as we launch with a team. I think we get so much encouragement from other believers, don't we, working together. And then the big unknowns, like, hey, is this going to fall apart in a year? Like, how is it going to function? How's it going to work? And so I think emotionally for me, there's every emotion under the sun.
Yeah.
But remembering there's a Lord above the sun. And
man,
so
that's good.
Saying beautiful. He's in charge, he's in control.
Brilliant.
He said he'll build his church. So we'll have a crack. We'll be prayerful. Seek to be faithful, that's okay. He's in charge. So we'll do that. Whatever happens next, we'll keep serving him.
That's brilliant, man. That is brilliant. I love that. What was it? Every emotion under the sun, but the Lord's above the sun.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Very cool. Very cool. And you've been encouraged too by the broader body of Christ. I mean, just in Wall's End, you know, there's a couple of established churches right within a short walk from where you are, the Wall's End Baptist and the Presbyterian Church.
Yeah.
What's been their feedback to you?
Oh, this has been another joy. This is so I got in touch early just to say, hey, here's what we're thinking of doing. You want to make sure those relationships are good initially. And just overwhelmingly positive response saying,
it's great.
Hey, this area is growing. There's more people coming in.
It's true.
Sam, we need more churches. And so just those initial interactions have been so positive from guys just around the corner. And so I'm very thankful for them, and that'll be good for the region, hopefully.
It's good for our listeners to hear that, because, you know, sometimes there can be this thought or this perception, oh, we've got enough churches. Oh, you know, oh, that's so close to there. But your experience as somebody planting in Wall's End is that those that are there present, oh, this is good news.
Yeah. And it's the bigger picture, isn't it? The kingdom,
it is.
The kingdom thinking will help us lift our eyes from our patch to say we've got to reach more people.
There's more people to reach.
Yep.
Absolutely. There's more people out of church than in church.
Yep.
And probably a lot of people that were in church that are disconnected from church too through a whole bunch of various reasons.
There you go.
All that sort of stuff. But there's it's really good that there's new things, new green shoots of new churches emerging. Not to undervalue those that have been there and established, that have been there for decades.
No, we need them.
Absolutely, we need them. It is this broader thought of kingdom and the body of Christ. You're right, because it's a significant thing. And you know, so just that thought of we don't, this is actually being celebrated by other church leadership.
Mm.
You know, it's not a threat to.
No.
But a celebration of.
Yeah. And I think this is one of the things, the bigger picture. When I became a Christian, the Newcastle kind of urban plus locality region had about 300,000 people. Now it's got over 350,000. So 50,000 extra people since I've been a Christian. And so you got to ask the question, have our church has grown by 50,000 people? I'm not sure if we have. We need those existing churches to keep doing the good work they're doing.
Yeah.
And we need more churches and more churches.
Yeah.
Because the region is growing and each and every soul needs to know Jesus.
Yeah. And particularly in the Wall's End out, you know, Ward 3, Ward 4, the population growth out there, or the urbanisation, the new suburbs that have been established. You know, historically churches were planted within suburbs. And so there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people. And having churches in the direct vicinity is what we need.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really what we need.
Yeah.
Is there a sense, what else for you that you could leave with us, Sam? Is there a fear? Is there a concern? Would there be any fear that, you know, in the extremity of all the thoughts and emotions under the sun, what would be the fleeting, difficult one?
Well, in a sense, they're all, there's many fears, but under Christ, the fear is that we might stop being faithful to him. Like ultimately in our hearts, if we keep setting him aside as Lord, even if a new church plant kind of crumbles, but we still got people living for him in their workplace, encouraging other churches, belonging there, that's what matters most. And so the fear would be that we lose sight of what matters, trying to chase something else. And so if people are praying for us, just pray that we would be servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, putting him first and serving his people and holding out his gospel. That's
really good, man. That's really good. What's your hope and expectation of your planting team, those that have all come with you?
Yeah, well, my hope and expectation is that they'll continue being great, godly people. We've got a fantastic team, as you mentioned. The church that has sent us has been very kind, very generous. And so as we start doing church together, we've got to keep talking as a team, because new things change.
Yeah.
And so being ready to adapt and change and say, hey, that's not working. Let's try this out. Let's have a crack.
Yeah. So it's the preparedness to have a try and acknowledge it might not work, but also having that the thought that, well, how it starts is not how it will end.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We're here to embrace a lot of other people.
Yeah, absolutely. And so can we continue that vision of seeking more people?
Mm.
And it might be planting again down the track. It might be growing in different ways, or we're kind of open to seeing how's God going to work.
Mm.
And just continue responding to his leading as we sit under his word and his goodness. So we're just excited. It's just an exciting time, isn't it, to be working in the kingdom.
Brilliant. Well, Sam, it's been great having you in the program. Just been speaking with the senior pastor of a new church in Wallsend, the Foundry Church, Pastor Sam Broadfoot, and team that have been released by a new Anglican church, Arthur and Annabelle Copeland over there, and great, it's been wonderful having you on the program, mate.
We
are believing for his best for you, and the team that have gone out, and the community at Wallsend and surrounding regions. It's good news.
Awesome.
It's good news. Been awesome having you on the program.
Thanks, Rick.
I look forward to joining again soon. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.